Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Wheat farmers, saddle up with a new OSU wheat variety that offers great results at the finish line. Introducing Spirit Rider, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Spirit Rider rides on in the legacy of popular OSU variety OK Bullet. Spirit Rider is a new hardbred winter wheat variety that combines straw strength with high yield potential. And commercial millers and bakers consider this variety a thoroughbred for quality. Take the field with Spirit Rider wheat. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Well, cattle futures seem likely to resume trading after the long holiday weekend with mixed prices this morning, thanks to a combination of follow-through buying and uncertain cash prospects. The hog contracts also should open on a mixed basis today, with nearbys probably outperforming the deferreds. Well, thanks to the long weekend, the cattle market is off to a very slow start so far this week. Today will be slow, as typically Monday, with packers limiting their efforts to the collection of new show lists. Last week's country seemed relatively slow, perhaps causing feedlots to carry over a few more ready steers and heifers. Guess is that post-holiday offering will be somewhat larger than last week. Asking prices are likely to start out around $107 in our part of the country. Now, significant trade volume could easily be postponed until the later part of the week. Live and feeder futures again opening most likely on a mixed basis, with both bulls and bears cautiously waiting to get a handle on weekend clearance and early month cash potential. Well, after a generally dismal performance for commodities throughout August, most grain prices posted big gains on the final day of the month on Thursday, as well as into Friday. And now that September has begun, the week ends with the grains fighting to protect that rally, and it had mixed results on Friday. The U.S. economy added 156,000 jobs in August, which was slightly below estimates. The unemployment rate rose slightly to 4.4%. Well, wheat prices were once again mixed on Friday. Winter wheat clawed back for a fourth consecutive day, adding on 5.25 cents for December Chicago soft red winter futures, and 3.5 cents for December hard red winter futures, which closed at $4.38.75 and $4.39.75, respectively. Now, the corn prices could not hold on to Thursday's gains Friday, with December 2017 prices retreating about 2.5 cents. Corn waits the next USDA yield forecast, which don't arrive until September 12th. However, nothing in current data, whether surveys, crop ratings, satellite maps, or weather, suggests that yields will weigh in significantly smaller than USDA's August yield forecast of 169.5 bushels per acre. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work. Even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
On our futures, October live cattle down 25 cents, 105.15. December was down 37 cents, 109.47. September feeder cattle down up 15 cents at 142.72. And October up 25 cents at 143.55. October hogs up 5 cents, 61.45. December up 2 cents at 58.05. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December up 2.5, 438.75. And the March up 2.25 at 456.25. Chicago wheat, December up 4.25 at 438.75. And March was up 3 cents at 460. December corn down 2.5, 355.25. March down 2.75 at 367.75. November soybeans up 4.25 at 949.5. And January was up 4.5. 9.59 1/4. October cotton up 123, 73.78. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.